Britain, which has stood apart from other nations in the relaxed nature of its response to the coronavirus, hardened those measures significantly Monday, urging people to stop going to pubs and restaurants and putting in place strict quarantine policies for those infected by the virus. The shift, announced by Prime Minister Boris Johnson after a meeting of a government crisis committee, brought Britain closer in line with Italy, France, and Germany, which have closed borders and shut down large parts of their countries. But Britain is still putting off some steps, most conspicuously the closing of schools. With reported cases of the virus surging to 1,543, an increase of 171 in a single day, Mr. Johnson said Britain was on the cusp of a rapid spread that demanded more draconian countermeasures. He likened the latest steps to the kinds of changes the British people were asked to make in wartime. "I can't remember anything like it in my lifetime," said Mr. Johnson, flanked by his medical and scientific advisors, at a news briefing at 10 Downing Street, the Prime Minister's offices. "I don't think there's been anything like it in peacetime." The Prime Minister's remarks at the first of what he called would-be daily briefings were meant to reset the government's communication strategy, which had come under fire for being muddled, opaque, and failing to justify why Britain was out of step with other countries facing major outbreaks. But the measure still left plenty of unanswered questions. The government is not ordering pubs, restaurants, or clubs to close, even though it is strongly discouraging people from patronizing them. While Mr. Johnson said he emphatically opposes public gatherings, he did not ban them either.